If you've ever found yourself in an absolute frustrating or irritating situation and your emotions is trying to sling you up against a wall, but you can't figure out how to get past them, this episode is absolutely for you. We are going to talk about it real. We're going to talk about it raw. And I believe that I have some tips for you to consider when you get in this situation, how you can process yourself to get through it faster. We're going to talk about that in the inside. So I'll see you then. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we're talking to women all over the world and teaching them how to live better in those three areas while they're on this side of heaven, so that together we can live our best life, serve the people of this world. I am so excited about being with you today. We are just crossing over in our first year of podcasting, and I'm so incredibly excited about that. It's just been amazing to see this, what's been happening and how God has been able to move and use just this platform for me to be able to connect with folks all over the place. So I thank you guys that have been here. You've been rocking with us. We still have a lot more to come. I know I keep talking about doing video podcasting, but your sister is lazy and don't want to do it right now. So y'all send up some prayers for me that I can get to it. We're talking about overcoming frustration, how to respond instead of react. And watch this. It just happened to me. So you guys are actually getting this podcast when I just was dealing with something frustrating, probably less than 20 minutes ago before the time of this recording. And I was like, you know what? This is a good podcast. I try to use these lessons in life that I'm going through personally at times to help. And oh my goodness, what do you do? Let me just go at a couple things. First, I'm going to tell you what's hard for people is when you get frustrated by somebody who is being somewhat indignant and 1,000% wrong, right? So you can't ask me if you can't say to me, you didn't say anything to me when I've said something to you for 4 weeks in writing on two different platforms, right? Like you can't, and it's not even my responsibility to tell you. You know what you're supposed to do. That is frustrating in and of itself, right? You guys know, I know you have dealt with some people that are like that and they try to act like it's your fault. And it's like, you got me messed up. That's what we at least say in my community. You got me messed up, because that's not what it is, right? And I want to talk about this because I think it is challenging to really deal with. So I went into my AI and I was, you know, kind of, sometimes I'll try to get some help with some of the topics if I feel like I have some holes. And I love what it wrote, and it was so soft and nice. It was so, you know, let me go through a couple of it. It was, you know, acknowledge the frustrations and why frustration could lead us away from living right and how to respond instead of reacting. You know, or Ephesians 4:26, be angry, but sin not, you know, ask, what is this frustration teach me? Seek God's guidance in the moment. It don't work. I said it, and I'm 10 toes down on that. Like, when you going through the frustration and you know you right, like, you're just turned up, right? You're just frustrated. It's hard to separate yourself. Now, the last part I wrote was see God's guidance in the moment. I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm saying you can, but I'm saying many times in that moment, it is unrealistic when you're in the heat of the battle to stop that train of frustration from going and seek God. I'm just telling the truth. For those of you who can, my God in heaven, I'm trying to be like you. But there are some times with frustration that you can't do that. Now I'm going to tell you where I have learned that you can get better at doing that. One, when you're talking to children, right? Like sometimes you could be like highly frustrated about something, but you know, your frustration level can't be at the level it needs to be. And that's actually going to, I'm going to get to point one with this in a minute, the points that I actually wrote down, because you just can't do that with the kid. I think I said to you guys before, like, I remember when my son was like five and he had done something wrong and he was going to bed and he just needed a hug. And I was so irritated, but I had to give him a hug, right? I had to make sure that the level of frustration I was feeling inside was not going to come out of me to this five-year-old, because the bigness that was inside wasn't at the right level that it needed to be for him, right? And so sometimes it has to do with that. Sometimes, you know, you have to look at your frustration in a lot of different ways, and it just gets challenging to you know, do all of this stuff that sometimes, again, if you do a search even on the internet, I don't care if you have AI or not, and it'll say, you know, how to go through frustration. That is all like after the fact thinking. Right. It's all this after the fact thinking, because what ends up happening, I think I said it here before in a podcast, but I did this this anger management cycle, wrote a quick ebook on that before. But what ends up happening is there is a trigger, right? Something is said, something happens, and there is a trigger. That trigger pokes you and your emotions go to 1,000, like almost instantaneously. To slow it down, what it does is that trigger goes and finds the thing that's inside of you. And that thing, it turns you up, you feel it, and then you have an emotional response. You're gonna yell back, you're gonna fight, flight, whatever the case may be. And when that trigger happens, because it's happening so automatically, it's challenging to do all of this work between the thing that triggered you and the trigger, and then from the trigger to then make rational choice at that particular moment to do some of the right things, to seek God, to not respond in a way that your emotions are telling you to respond, right? And I feel like sometimes some of the things that, you know, seek guidance in the moment, or, you know, remember that, you know, you're a child of God right now, and, you know, you should be nicer about this. Like that doesn't occur. Those things don't occur. And so that's why I'm saying I like, you know, what this was giving me and what it can lead to. Like, we understand all that, right? We understand all that, but I don't think that, in my opinion, that doesn't help me in the moment. So I have, five things that I think can really help us when you are dealing with a frustration or irritation, like in the moment, right? Now, what you're probably going to have to do is come back and listen to this. If you get frustrated and you forgot something, like, I got to go back and listen to that, download it or put a flag on it and say, I got to come back to that. Especially if you find yourself in continuous situations of frustration and irritation, right? That you might be like, how do I keep myself from getting in this place? Yes, you can go work out. Yes, you can journal. Yes, you can, you know, pray and meditate about it. You could do all those things. I'm saying continue to do those things. Go to therapy. You need to do all those things that you need to do. But I think I have five things and an extra thing that I think is going to be helpful for all of us as we're dealing with this. And I really went inside of myself to ask these questions about frustration. So the first thing that's very important, I alluded to this a second ago, is when you're dealing with frustration, you have to know who you're dealing with. You have to be, who you're dealing with matters. Who you're dealing with matters, because one, if you're dealing with a child, you have to, in a lot of respects, what you should do, and I'm going to say should, you should temper your frustration, especially with a little child, because your frustration might be bigger than the act that they did. Now, watch this. I know that frustrations can pile up, right? Like they wasted something and then you cleaned it up and then something happened a little while later and they wasted something again and you keep telling them not to do that and they kept doing it, kept doing it, kept doing it. So then we boil up, right? So I understand those things that happen. But we have to be conscious of and cognizant of who our who is. In addition, some people, some of our who's can't handle the level of frustration that we have. I have one of my business partners, Kia, talk about her often. She and I will be going toe to toe. And when I tell you, if you ever listen to our conversation, I've said it before, you think we are like ready to murder each other. We are arguing. We are loud. We are, no, you know, you're wrong. Do this. No. And we're kind of going back and forth. But that's how we communicate. And there is no love loss. I know she's frustrated with me at times. I know I'm frustrated with her at times, but we know that we're trying to get to an end. And sometimes what we recognize is that we're having parallel conversations. We literally had one today at the time of this recording. We were fighting and arguing over something, and I knew I was right, but she knew she was right. And it came to one little piece that we found out we were in parallel universes. And I was like, this is what I said. I said, you zoned out when I said that. And we laugh about it because she said I broke her little heart. But I said, but I said that. But you zoned out right here and you thought I said this and I didn't say that, right? And so we were able to laugh about it. We can actually go back and bring it up later. You know, it's like, you remember how you zoned out? You know, because she was saying, you know, she was telling one of our other business partners how Dr. T broke my heart because she said this. And I was like, did you tell her that I really didn't say that? She said, I did, but it still hurt, right? Because I know my who. That's what I'm trying to say. I know my who. I would not attempt to have that conversation with someone I just met. Not that way, because I don't have that relationship with them. Your who might be a spouse where your spouse may be one that don't like to argue. They don't like to turn up, right? They shut down maybe because of their past experiences. And so you have to know your who. If I'm one, I can get turned up, right? As you can see, if you can see my hands, they're all over the place right now. But if I'm dealing with the person that can't handle that and I have not figured that out, then the conversation, they're going to kill the messenger regardless of the message. They crucified Jesus and he was the one, right? Like, you have to be conscious of your who, and we have to get better at delivering a frustrated and irritated message to those that we are dealing with based on their level of relationship we have, based on, you know, sometimes it's based on age. I couldn't be turned up like this talking to someone I knew was older than me. That, absolutely not. That you just can't do that. That's just how I was raised. I'm not going to do it. And I'm talking about, like, you know, someone in, you know, a lot older than me. Like, no, you just don't do that, right? You have to know if your frustration or irritation is with a boss or a coworker, right? Or even a subordinate, right? Like, you have to know your who, because I'm telling you, that should temper what you're doing. If you operate where your frustration is the same across the board, I'm going to challenge you on that, because I believe that we have to be careful about who our who is. And it's like, I'm the same person, but we also have to be conscious of our relationships and how what we are saying may come across. That may be a hindrance for our growth and development based on the fact that we may say, well, I do the same thing to everybody. Well, I'm challenging on that and I ain't taking it back. Right? So that's number one. Number two is you might have to just pause and walk away or at least acknowledge your frustration first. I had to sit there and it's like, I'm irritated. I have in the past, I've learned how to just say to people, I'm irritated about this. I'm frustrated about this. Because what I have found happens with that is it at least gives people an understanding of where I'm coming from, right? It helps them to understand, you know, where I'm at, what I'm feeling at the moment, right? Sometimes I just have to get off the phone, like, I gotta go now. And because of relationship, like I was saying in number one, when I get back to those people, they know that was what I needed to do to disconnect for that moment to get myself together, right? I believe that there's not enough of us having adult conversations. We get turned up, we get frustrated, we get irritated, we throw up on people verbally. And then we will, while realizing that if we just sit and have an adult conversation, express ourselves and say, I'm irritated about this. This hurt my feelings. This hurt me. I'm frustrated about this. And make sure that they are not weaponizing your vulnerability. That might set somebody free right there. Having that conversation might be the thing that is literally the linchpin, the thing that really transitions your entire existence with that other person. Just acknowledging it. I'm frustrated. And even if you don't have the opportunity, for whatever the reason is, to acknowledge it to that person, acknowledge it to yourself. Say, I'm frustrated to yourself. Hear yourself say it. Don't just think about it. Hear yourself say it. I'm frustrated, because you got to get it out. I have found that if I keep stuff in my mind, it will make it bigger, which is number three. Don't make it bigger. When you keep it in your mind and you just playing that tape over and over and over again, you can create a monster. You can create more frustration, more irritation. You're going to grab some fuel, keep the fire burning, right? Because you have made it bigger in your mind, right? So don't make it bigger in your mind. Don't rehearse what the person has said either, right? Just going back, oh, they said this, they said that. One of the things that I have done in the past, let's say it was a email that I knew was frustration, or a text message or something, delete it. Don't even read it. I have done that. Don't even read it. Don't put it in your spirit. Don't read it. Don't wonder about it. Delete it so you can never get it back. Just delete it. It's okay. You don't have to know. I just don't believe that sometimes we have to willingly drink the poison. If you already know that it's going to be bad, why are you willingly drinking the poison? That doesn't make sense. Now, maybe just me saying that can help you to understand you don't need to do that. You don't have to answer every question that's asking you. You don't have to answer every text. You can block people. You could block your family members. I said it, deal with it. You can block people that is continuing to cause you frustration and irritation. Like, just don't bring it into your existence, especially if you're in this place of trying to grow and trying to be a better version of yourself. You can't continue to make that frustration and irritation bigger. And another way that you can make it bigger is by telling other people, right? Like, you calling your girl and you're saying it. And I remember I was dealing with a client I was dealing with someone who was going to be a client. And there was something that was said that really irritated me. And I was trying to decide within myself, was this something I was going to take, right? Like, deal with this frustration and take this person on as a client, or I wasn't. And I called several people, right? I called several people. And then I realized the sheer number of people I called let me know that the devil is a liar. That's not something you're going to do. The sheer number of people, right? And because that frustration, I wasn't getting rid of it, you know, and realize it's not about the money. If the frustration and irritation is there, don't do it. Why would we continue to put ourselves, when we have the ability not to, in situations that are going to continue to get us to be frustrated and irritated? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. We want to rationalize it. We want to make excuses for it. But the reality is, if either it has to stop frustrating and irritating us, or you got to do something different. You just absolutely have to do something bigger. Do something different. So let me cover the first three again. I said, know who you're dealing with, pause and walk away, or acknowledge it to yourself and to others. Don't make it bigger by rehearsing in your mind, rehashing what that person said, telling other. And one of the things, number four, is I want you to ask yourself when you're done with the frustration, like the act that caused the frustration, irritation, I want you to do two things. I want you to find out in your body where that frustration is, right? Mine is always in my chest, and it feels dark. It feels very dark, and it feels very heavy. If you had to give it a color, what color was your mind? Was already going to be black, dark black. And I feel it in my chest. I generally don't feel it in my shoulders or in my legs or anything. I feel it in my chest. And the reason why that helps me is because I know that sometimes, because it's in my chest, the only thing that I have found thus far that seems to relieve frustration in my chest is that I go through breathing exercises, right? To breathe in deep, hold it for some seconds, breathe out, breathe in deep, hold it, breathe out. And what I do is I concentrate on my breathing as opposed to concentrating on what the frustration has been. And I find that helps me. Now, I'm encouraging you to figure out what may work for you, depending on where you might feel your frustration. Even if you feel it in the same place, if that works for you, great. If it doesn't, find something else to be able to look for, because you want to know where is it stemming from, not only in your body, but the other place is stemming from, where in your past. What has happened? Like, now, while I will say sometimes it doesn't have to do with your past, sometimes it feels like in this situation that I just was dealing with, it feels like you're questioning whether or not I did something And not only did I do it above and beyond what I did it, it was actually your job to do in the first place. And I got receipts. I have the backups to prove what I did, right? Like, and then you're coming at me, you're 1,000% wrong, and I have the receipts to say this is what I've done. So therefore, we have a problem right here, right? And so I had to acknowledge that it maybe felt like an attack on my character. It felt like, you know, you're questioning my job and my integrity and what it is that I'm doing. Like, really begin to dig into where that thing is and what was triggered. What triggered? Because I'm telling you, that's going to help you. And really, when I began to do that, and then I looked at what I felt this frustration had touched, this place within me, I looked at the person that did and say, this don't. They need me more than I need them. I'm being honest, right? Because frustrations we just go pull it all out there. We out here now, like, no. And then I finally said, and I'm not going to answer any more of these messages. I'm done, because you are so far out of bounds. I'm just not going to engage anymore, and I'm not engaging. And I think since I've been doing this podcast, I've got two or three more messages. When I tell you, my ignore game is going to be so strong until tomorrow. Because that's the next time I need to actually even check what it is I need to do, right? So I because I have to stand for me. I have to stand up for myself and what I need. And what I need was to disconnect, as I said. I don't want to make it bigger. And I have to acknowledge where I'm at and understanding what's happening inside of me and what's happening inside of my body and deal with it appropriately. Now, again, you might have to go back and listen to this podcast to get some of these tips, but I'm hoping so far something is helpful for you. So that's number four. Number five, the last one before the bonus, is settle in your rightness or wrongness. That might set somebody free, because here is what I know. I was right. Now, I am also big enough to admit I was wrong. Right. When I know that I was, I'm big enough to say it. And I'm also going to ask myself, what could I have done differently in this situation? Now, with this person, not only did I try to go 5-6 times to you, I went to some other folks that know you that can help you. And I went to someone on my side that can help me help you. So I know I'm trying to see, but there's always something smaller that you could have done. Right. But sometimes some things are on other people. Like I did everything I was supposed to do above, beyond, you know, the call of duty. So, but I'm also going to grapple with, was there something different I could have done? But then at the end of the day, I got to sit in my rightness. My God in heaven, I'm sitting in my rightness. And when I'm wrong, I'm going to sit in my wrongness. We don't ever want to do that. And I know I'm the first one to say that. I don't want to sit in my wrongness. I don't want to sit in something that doesn't feel good and doesn't feel comfortable. But sometimes that's where the growth comes in. Right, is sitting in it, and whether you're right or wrong, whether it's good or bad, whether it's positive or negative, allow it to settle in so you can grow. That's what I mean by settling into your rightness or wrongness. And finally, the bonus that I have is to check your growth meter, right? The one thing that I did as I was writing this down is I said, but look at where you've grown from, right? Like I'm the type that in the emails, right, I want to throw salt in there. I was going to write, I got receipts. I said that you don't need to do that. Don't do that. You don't need to. It's not necessary. But I do have the receipts, but I just decided not to show them, right? I do have them, but I decided not to show. And I decided not to say that I had them, right? Because it wasn't necessary. That was me being petty, right? And I have to be like, okay, you know, my growth was you didn't get petty. Right now you might have, and then watch this, my girl, you could have said that a little better right there, that little part right there. You could have said that a little better. I'm going to sit in that bar, that wrongness. I'm going to sit in that and say, but I'm also looking at where I grew, because I could have got real petty up in these streets. Right. And it's so important for us to acknowledge our growth, acknowledge where God has brought us from, acknowledge what we used to do or who we used to be, acknowledge that before, ooh, It'd have been me and you on site, right? It, maybe before, you might have cussed somebody out. Maybe before, you'd have went over somebody's house. Maybe before, you know, there is the maybe before, you could have done a lot of things, but respect the fact and look at the growth that you have had in dealing with this particular frustration that you may have now. That's what I have for you today. I hope that there was something that I said that was a blessing to your spirit and that will help you to go out in these streets, in this world, in what it is you do, and deal with frustration or irritation a little bit better. I am praying for you. I'm praying for you, and I hope to see you in the next episode. God bless you. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.